You know who it is. It's LA Theater Bites. You're listening to LA Theater Bites review of Four Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough. Playing now at the Last Acting Studio, August 7th through the 29th, 2026. This untraditional staging of Intu Sake Sheng's play, with permission, of course, intimate trappings, sound, and casting with vision, and a concept that brings Sheng's script into the fold in a fascinating way. For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough is a choro poem about seven black women from different places in the United States, and they share stories that have comedy, tragedy, and lots of joy through dance and also deep self-confession. Making the script part of the narrative was a brilliant idea. It's giving the text and message a reverence in a way that goes beyond the performance or one experience. This chorus of actresses and this experience, all of these black women could have experienced at one time. It's a collective experience, like with music, an extended relationship between the singers and the melody. Ashley August, Sequoia Blair, Serenity Calhoun, Brianna Price, and Rin Stafford walk up and down the stage, firmly speaking these poetic words with such a grasp of the text and the emotion it elicits. But there's dancing, there's joking around, like a small get-together, but elevated with such diverse stories. A very noticeable and pronounced sound design and music that flowed seamlessly throughout the production. I liked the use of the light and the colors when it came to these draped curtains used by the actresses in a few ways, but largely one of the actresses would move in combination with what the other actress was talking about on stage. It's opening night. There were some fumbles, but nothing excessive, and less of an emphasis on character and more on what they were saying. It was indeed a unique experience. Not always the case. This was such a balanced cast of a talent. Though Sequoia Blair did have her moments and Rin Stafford was chewing those words up. Clear direction from Deshaun K. Terry, with maybe a little more creative thought, a work like this could only get better, particularly in this intimate approach. I give Colored Girls an 8.3 out of 10. It's a good show. LA Theater Bites recommended. Thank you for listening and thank you for supporting LA Theater.